Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is life good? Greet for us, neighbor. Wish them the best, which come from the Father. Praise Jesus so much. We thank God for the word we have heard from the ministers who have been on the mountain of Zion to give us commandments, where God has called us to teach us, and we give him the glory and the honor for teaching us to commit all our hearts to him. There are two words which hold and strengthen the word you have heard. God tells us to love ourselves genuinely.
If
we have that genuine, sincere love. But they then say, love me with all your hearts. He God goes beyond the sincere love. Goes beyond and say, let me spread all your heart. It loves him and it seeks him.
You
say, love me with all your heart.
Seek me
with all your heart. Those two words. Love me with all your heart and all your possessions. And seek me with all your heart. When it comes to us, he says, let your love be sincere. Love yourself in sincerity. That doesn't consume the entire heart, but it's a seed within the heart and it is there.
But
concerning loving God, he says the entire heart has to be consumed. Even seeking him, and the entire heart has to be consumed with that. Have you understood? He said we seek for the lost, but he's never told us to seek him with all our hearts. And when he
said,
you say, go seek for them, but be careful. And God, two or three people you go with. But when you come to him, he says, come, you and all your heart. Don't fear, come. And seek me with all your heart.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus. You commit all your heart to God. To seek God and to love him. Many times you claim you have your spouse, but you love them with all your heart. That word is not completed.
You
can't love that person with all your heart now. How will you do to God? Yes. Praise Jesus. Love with the sincere heart. Love without hypocrisy. But not with all your heart. All your heart must be in love with God. For
you
say somewhere that who loves so much their mother or the father. Let's have love, it's just sincere love. But not with all our hearts. You separate that word. Have you understood it clear? Now I expect you hold that word.
Of
giving up all our hearts to God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. We thank him for that moment. We want to move on with the message, which is to be coming out from the new generation with the full knowledge of God. We
have
to resume the journey of heaven on Sunday.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So we leave it all now. I say now.
Let me expect you pass with all your books.
There
are people who mix these notes. They will also confuse yourself. And the Holy Spirit will not order them in your head very well. For you two don't mind to order them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But order very well your notes in the different books. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Bosa. The Bible reader teacher James. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing to seek the Lord. With all your hearts. For he tells us in Proverbs 8. Verse 17. That loves them who love him. And they would diligently seek him or to see him. Praise Jesus so much. When it reaches Jeremiah 29, from verses 10 to 12, and he
said,
when we seek him, we shall see him. When we shall search him with all our hearts, we shall see him.
And
give us a better end than the beginning. Praise Jesus. But it pushes us in his book.
It
tells us in Isaiah 34:16. If you are to seek him, we shouldn't waste time going to the mountains. But we seek in the book of the Lord and we read there. The Lord gathered all things. Even
then
we have come back for new know of his fullness. The fullness of the word of God. That's the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Eranga.
And we are on the part of the rim below, on the body of Christ, which is known as the last created heaven, the fourth heaven. We see scripture speaking of everything within the fourth heaven, like we saw that last created heaven, that one of the rim below, in the fourth heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
And there we find the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of it, the sun, and the moon.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And we come in the center of it to see the 10 planets.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. I know we last ended as we saw the planets.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We had seen how the planets are
10
and reached to see another form in how we are in the image of Christ. Our body was made in the image and the likeness of God. Now, even though we're still moving on, we're moving on to see the fullness of the Lord Jesus, which makes the heavens and the earth.
But
we are still in the rim below of his body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we thank the Lord. Right now he's moving on to lighten the eyes of understanding that we can get to know all things within Christ Jesus. And we get to know the fullness of the Lord Jesus. As we wind him up, we shall get the Father, and we head to see the Holy Spirit, and then we shall know what we are to release from the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We give a summary on these. In the journey of heaven, we give you the details of them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Ephesians 2. The words he tells us, which move on to empower us to continue to know the fullness of the Lord Jesus, that which heavens and earth which are. Praise Jesus so much. And we believe that truly is the Lord who teaches us how to profit.
Like
Isaiah 48:17. Let's see in Ephesians chapter 1. Shift from Ephesians 2 to Ephesians chapter 1.
We're
starting from verse
17.
Ephesians 1 from verse 17.
Katonda wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo, Kitaffe ow'ekitiibwa, abawe omwoyo ogw'amagezi n'ogw'okubikkulirwa mkutegeera ye.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tusaba nnyo kitaffe.
We ask for the Father.
Agene maso nokula bikanga atuwa omoyo wa magezi.
To move on, give us the spirit of wisdom.
Moyo woku bikulira gotito moyo woku tegeera.
Spirit of revelation, the one we call the one of understanding.
Mukumanyira ddala Katonda.
To totally get to know the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Here
we did the spirit of wisdom.
In
the spirit of revelation. What we call the spirit of understanding. Who connects scripture by scripture. Here a little, there a little. To take us into the spirit of knowledge. Who brings us to separate and distinguish. To understand the width and the length.
Kitaffe
of God the Father,
Chigambo Mukama waffe Yesu,
the word of the Lord Jesus,
no moyo mutuku,
and the Holy Spirit.
Katuyongedeyo ulirunyi lwa 18.
Let's move on, verse 18.
Efesians 1:18.
Ephesians 1:18.
Nga mumulisibwanga amaaso ag'omutima gwammwe, mwe okumanya essuubi ery'okuyita kwe bwe liri, obugagga obw'ekitiibwa eky'obusika bwe mu batukuvu bwe buli.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As we are
enlightening the eyes of our understanding,
and we
reach it to see how the knowledge appears.
The
knowledge of the glory which is within the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've seen the Lord Jesus. And we still move on to see Him. In the fullness which is in Him.
When
we see the rim below,
someone
asked the last created heaven, the fourth heaven, where we find the kingdom of the stars, the sun, and the moon, and even the 10 planets. Praise Jesus. Because we still see the fullness and the treasures within Him, the glorious riches within the Lord. Ephesians
1,
verse 19, he tells us this.
Ephesians 1:19.
Era
obukulu obusinga ennyo obw'amaanyi ge eri ffe abakkiriza bwe buli, ng'obuyinza obw'amaanyi ge bwe bukola, ge yakoza mu Kristo bwe yamuzuukiza mu bafu n'amutwaza ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo, n'amutuuza ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo mu bifo eby'omu ggulu. Waggulu ennyo okusinga okufuga kwonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ye nga ye nannyini mubiri guno okola eggulu n'ensi.
Him as he possesses the body which makes heavens and earth.
Okusinga ku Efesians buli esooka onyo olw'ekumi olw'abirimu olumu.
According to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21.
Ndi ali waggulu wa buli kufuga.
That is far above all rulers.
Newankubadde nga tulaba nti okuva ku nsi eno kwe tuli,
even though we see that right from planet earth where we are,
mubiri gwe,
that's his body,
naye yamuteeka mu ggulu lyakusatu asobole okubeera waggulu wabyo,
but he put him in the third heaven that will be above all things,
era gy'atudde okusobola okufuga ebiri mu mubiri gwe.
He sits there to be able to reign over whatever is in his body.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Kyeva kigambiddwa nti ali waggulu wa buli kufuga.
That's why he said he's far above every authority.
Ephesians 1:21. Waguru nnyo okusinga okufuga kwonna, n'obuyinza n'amaanyi n'obwami na buli linnya eryatulwa, si mu mirembe gino gyokka, naye mu ekyo ekigenda okujja.
Beeraffe tunaagenda okukka mirembe egigenda okujja.
As we shall lead to the next generation,
egikola eggulu erijja n'ensi,
which makes the new heaven and the new earth,
nga tumumanyi.
We know him.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. And no one is confused. Who is above all the creations? Verse
22.
Ephesians
1:22.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. reality. It shows he put him above all things.
And
all things are under his feet. Even though we know that these 10 planets, they move on to make his feet on that his body, which makes heavens and earth. But in reality, he sits in the third heaven. All things to be under his feet. Have you understood it? Because from our planet Earth,
we
pass through the last created heaven, which you know as the fourth heaven, and we pass through the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, the second heaven to be created, where there are four living creatures. He is sat in the third heaven. All other things now remain to be under his feet. Have you been revealed that clear? Though the 10 planets make up his fate to his body, which makes heaven and earth, but in reality where he is, where he is seated, all things have remained being under his fate. Ephesians
1:23.
The real church of Christ, the real church. You want to build it, makes from the planet Earth where we are, through all the heavens to the third heaven. That's the head of this church. If you want to build the church of Christ, it's a way of building a building. You are in a problem. You cannot build. That's why you are in his image. And he said, be at the temple of my spirit.
Ephesians 1:23.
He is the one
who can all things in all in heavens and earth are the branches from him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
Bible speaks in John 1:16. It speaks like this.
John 1:16. Agamba Yokana, esula esoka, olunyiriri lwa 16.
John 1:16.
Kubanga, kukujula kwe, fefe na kwe tuawe ibuwa. Nechisa, mchifoche chisa.
Kukujula kwe.
From his fullness,
mbili mugura hibili kusibyo na kwe biawe
ibuwa. Whatever is in heavens and earth you are given.
Yes, he was given.
Praise Jesus.
So wetu wetu asembayo.
And that's how we ended last time.
Atumaze ukurabika, ukuraba.
And we are finished to see the rim below. And we see the last created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we had finished to know the 10 planets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And we had proven them that his 10 toys are the 10 planets, and upon the central of the fourth heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. As we heard in Isaiah 66:1, it speaks like this. Isaiah 66:1.
Nensi yentebe yebigere byange. Nyumba kije muri nzimbira. Era kifochi ekiribe kiwumulo kyange.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Akugambye nti eguru yentebe.
He said heaven is his throne.
Nensi yentebe yebigere
byange. And earth is his footstool.
Yetu agenda maso mtuzula nti nsezo dada ziri 10.
Moved on to discover that the planets are 10.
Okusobola okuzula obugere bwa mukama wafu 10.
Able to discover the 10 toys of Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So no no esongeyo.
Now because of that,
natugenda okuyongerayo okumanya.
As we move on to know,
lwaki bagamba nti dala nsezo.
Why they say
that? Why
is it written that the earth is his footstool? How comes that?
We
want to prove that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What is that angels making up these planets and all the stars, they moved on to be half gotten from him.
But
from his fullness all of us were given.
Now
when they ask a question, how do you prove all these are the body of Christ? You tell them that truly angels do make up these planets, all the pillars by which they build the planets, and all the stars and the entire heavens, they were all gotten from the Lord Jesus. I want to explain that word. What heading have you written? Sub-heading.
Tichijia chitio kubanti eguru nensi yuna mubili kwa mukama wafi.
Praise Jesus. The aspect we reach on says, why is it written that earth is the footstool of the Lord Jesus? It is written like that. Me have written like this. Why are the 10 planets called the poise of Jesus? Written are right, but we take what? All angels making planets were gotten from the Lord Jesus. Let's do this. Angels who make, who were used as pillars of the planets, pillars of the stars, the sun and the moon, and the pillar of the heavens, they were all gotten from the Lord Jesus. And we have a general heading.
If you
have gotten it, get it from your neighbor.
Muganda, we know more for you. Yes, you are
saying. Let's get ahead in this. Angels who make up all the planets, who make up the pillars of the planets,
who
make us pillars of the planets, and they will make the pillars of the stars, the sun and the moon, and those who make the pillars of the heavens, they were all gotten from the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus.
This
time,
yes, if you don't
got it, get it from your neighbor.
Yes, he was
raised, Jesus, so much. As we begin on these planets,
yes, he was
raised, Jesus. Sometime back, in 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse
25,
men in those days could move to the planets when they used different magic. And they never used those rockets, but they used different magic. And some of them knew those things.
And
when seasons of darkness came on the world, people silenced discovering what is in the planet. But God has given us grace.
We are
going to move on revealing all things. Let's read that verse brief. 2 Kings 23 from verse 25.
Era tewali kabaka eyamusooka eyamufaanana eyakyukira Mukama n'omutima gwe gwonna n'emmeeme ye yonna n'amaanyi ge gonna ng'amateeka ga Musa gonna bwe gali. So n'oluvannyuma lwe tewagolokoka n'omu eyamufaanana. Era naye Mukama n'atakyuka okuleka ekiruyi kye ekingi ekyo.
Osomye mmeka?
Basekabaka ekyokubiri 23 kunyiri 25
kunyiri wakutaano agasireko sireko amatu gawulidde mulala kunyiisoma lwakutaano
Basekabaka ekyokubiri essuula ya 23 olunyiri olwokutaano
2 Kings chapter 23 from verse 5
agamba najjawo bakabona abaasinze ebifaananyi bakabaka ba Yuda be baayawula okwotereza obubaane mu bifo ebigulumivu mu bibuga bya Yuda ne mu bifo ebyetoolodde Yerusaalemi nabo abaayoterezanga obubaane baali n'enjuba n'omwezi n'emmunyeenye n'ejje lyonna ery'omu ggulu.
Waliwo ekigambo kye batayogedde.
There is a word the most spoken here.
Wano mu luzungu bagamba.
In English they say.
And them also that burned incense unto Baal.
Era abaayokya obubaane eri Baali.
To the sun.
Eri omusana. Enjuba.
To the moon.
Eri omwezi.
To the planets.
Era eri planets.
To all the hosts of the heavens.
Era n'ebyo byonna ebiri mu ggulu eryo.
Ati ekigambo planets tokiri nawo.
The word planets don't have it there.
Kiri wakati bw'omaze to the sun and to the moon and to the planets. Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Waliwo bamalayika betwajja tulaba betugenda okunyonyoka.
Angels we saw we are going to get explained all.
Abaagu abaali bekwasa zi planets zino.
Who had fallen and began to attach themselves to these planets.
Naba tuwulira ba Jupiter.
Like the Jupiters.
Ba Mercury.
The Mercury.
Namuwulira muti planet Mercury.
And here planet Mercury.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Ebyo nno byasinzibwanga okuva edda
nedda. Those were worshipped from the olden days.
Naye bano beekwasanga zi planeti zino.
But these attached themselves to the planets.
Kubanga tebaasobolanga kukebera ddala zaakolebwa zitya.
But they never were able to search how they were made.
Baalo.
They just saw things which are within the space.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ayenga amazima gali bwegati.
But the truth is this.
Nti ddala planeti zikolebwa bamalayika.
That planets are made up of angels.
Abatasobola kubalagala bikeri amaaso gaabwe.
They cannot appear within a few people's eyes.
Wabula ngera bamalayika ku mubiri gwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
But these angels were gotten from the body of the Lord Jesus.
Nabwe tuwawulira nti lwe lwazi kwe twajjibwa.
Like we had this rock from which we are cut.
Era ku bujju bwe ffe ffenna kwe twawulira.
And from his fullness all of us we are given.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Nga tutandika okuddamu ekibuuzo kino.
As we begin to answer this question.
Okusinziira mu Yobu esuula ya 37.
According to Job 37.
Olunyo olusooka Mukama waffe agamba bwati.
From verse 1 God says this.
N'olunyiriri olusooka.
Job 37 from verse 1.
Agamba. Era n'ekyo kikankanya omutima gwange.
Wagala kusoma 38.
Yobu esuula ya 38 olunyiriri olusooka.
Job 38 from verse 1.
Awo Mukama n'alyoka addamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ez'akazimu n'ayogera nti.
Mu mbuyaga ennyingi.
Awo Mukama n'alyoka addamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ennyingi.
Simanyi oba okitereeza mu Bayibuli.
I don't know whether you corrected that in your Bible.
No, si mbuyaga za kazimu.
These are not whirlwinds of the demons.
Katonda ayima mu mbuyaga y'emizimu n'ayogera.
God stands in the whirlwind of the demon and speaks within it.
Tereeza mu Bayibuli yonna.
Correct your entire Bible.
Ng'asinziira mu mbuyaga ennyingi.
When he bested the mighty storms. Don't they read that of the demons? The storm of the demons? They
will
interpret the Luganda language that not cease to get demons out of their heads. Let's read that verse. We want to answer the question. The planet was stretched on what?
Tumanye nti the planets zino ziregeddwa ku bamalayika bano abali ku nsonda zaayo.
Planets are stretched on four angels in their corners.
Yobu esuula ya 38 olunyiriri olusooka.
Job 38 from verse 1.
Awo mukama n'alyoka addamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ennyingi n'ayogera nti, ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya? Kale nno weesibe ekimyu ng'omusajja, kubanga n'akubuuza naawe ononziramu.
Yamugamba,
you told him,
lwaki oleeta ekizikiza
mukuteesa? My counsels with
lwaki oleeta ekizikiza mukuteesa?
Why do you darken my counsel
n'ebigambo ebitalimu wadde okumanya?
With words without knowledge.
Abantu bangi boogedde ku planet zino.
Many people have spoken of these planets.
Era mwe muli bannasayansi.
And involving the scientists.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye baleesemu ekizikiza kingi.
But they have brought much darkness.
Olw'obutamanya.
Because of ignorance.
Efe abategedde nti gwe mubiri gwa Kristo.
We have understood that it's the body of Christ.
Twagala kugenda mu maaso n'okuggyawo ekizikiza.
We want to move and remove darkness.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ayongera nga atugamba.
He moves us to tell us.
Yobu 38 olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Job 38 verse 4.
Wali oli ludda wa bwe nasaawo emisingi gy'ensi? Yatula oba olina okutegeera. Ani eyateesa ebigera byayo obanga omanyi? Oba ani eyagigerera omugwa? Emisingi gyayo gyasimbirwa ku ki?
Ebuuzo eby'okuddamu bingi
biriawo.
Ekisooka, mwe aboogera ku planeti,
you will speak of the planets.
Abalowooza okugiraba n'ebizungirizibwa
byammwe,
mwali muli ludda bwe yali agiteekawo?
Where were you when God put them in place?
Kubanga mugamba nti yabaawo by evolution.
Or you say they happened by evolution.
Waliwo okubwatukawo n'ebyokwerirawo.
That the thunder and the planets existed.
Era bagamba,
and others say,
bwe erabika ennaku zaayo ziwedde egenda kwabika.
The days of the planets are finished, it's going to burst.
Gwe ataaliwo nga bagiteekawo.
You wasn't there when it was put in place.
Ne gye wali oli tomanyiiyo.
Even where you are, you never know there.
Gw'oyagala mbe okutubuulira.
It's you wanting to tell us about it now.
Kakati ani yapima ebigera byayo sooka otubuulira?
Who measured its measurings?
Eyamanya nti bwe ngiteeka bino ne bino neebeera mu bbanga tejja kugwa.
The one who knew that if I put this and this in it and it will be in the space, it will not fall.
Era
baagireegera ku ki? It was stretched on what pillar?
Kubanga bagiraba bulabi ng'eri mu bbanga.
They just see it in the space.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ng'omulembe omuggya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Generation with the full knowledge of God.
Wamu n'ekitiibwa kye.
Together with his glory.
Tugenda maaso okuleeta gwina owa ddala.
We move on to bring the right full information.
Ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
And the holy scriptures.
Bitunnyonnyola obujjuvu bwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Explain the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
Era nga ne zi planets zonna ziri ku mubiri gwe.
Even all the planets are within his body.
Era nga tusobola okwogera ku mpagi kwe baakolera planets.
And speak of the pillars by which they made these planets.
Okusinziira ku bikulisitu ly'omusanvu.
According to Revelation 7.
Tulina bamalayika banaku nsonda enya ez'ensi.
Four angels on the four corners of the earth.
Ze tuyinza okugamba bannassaayansi batunoonyezeeko.
Which we can tell of the scientists to look for.
Tunoonyeza ku mpagi z'ensi.
To look for the pillars of this earth.
Era bw'okwolekere ku nsonda zaayo ennya.
And that they head onto the four corners of this world.
Omanyi ensi.
You know the planet earth.
N'ensi endala zonna.
And all the other planets.
Ziri mu ngeri eya satula.
They are in the circular form.
Era kiyinza okubeera ekizibu okunoonya ensonga.
And it may be very hard for you to seek for their corners.
Sikyangu kyetaaga amagezi ag'obwa Katonda.
Not if it is the wisdom of God.
Ekintu ekyangu ky'okunoonyaako ensonda ky'ekintu ekiri mu square.
Something easy to look for.
Mu triangle.
Its corners is something in the square or triangular form.
Naye ekintu nga kiri mu satula.
Something which is in a satula appearance.
Oyinza otya okunoonya ensonda
zaayo? How then you can look for its corners?
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Katonda amanyi nsobe ensonda
z'ensi bwe ziri.
Katusome ffe tulabe wa magye
ziri. Let's read and we see where the corners are.
Ku bikulirwa essuula ey'omusanvu olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelation 7 verse 1.
Oluvannyuma ne ndaba bamalayika bana nga bayimiridde ku nsonda ennya ez'ensi nga bakutte empewo ennya ez'ensi, empewo yonna ereme okukunta ku nsi.
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus.
Tulina bamalayika bana.
We have four angels.
Abali ku nsonda ennya ez'ensi.
One on the four corners of the earth.
Obuna tukimanyi nti ensi eno yonna ekulungirira.
We know that this earth is circular.
Era Bible eraga nti bamalayika bano.
The Bible says these angels.
Bagenze maaso n'okuba nga bakwata empewo.
They are moved to withhold winds.
Ereme okuyingira mu nsi muno.
That will not enter into the planet earth.
Kubanga ensi yennyini yeetooloola.
For the planet itself is rotating.
Tuyita okwetooloola mu nga eva mu east yedda mu west.
It's rotating from the east to the west.
Kiki ekyo?
anti-clockwise, east to west.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
its rotation
runs
at a very high speed, yet it's carrying many things within it. It's enspaced up there.
Has no
other pillars known except the four angels.
These
four angels with whole wind outside the planet Earth. Here we are left by the wind made from the oceans, from the different trees. But if they leave the wind which moves out of the planet, I don't know what can happen to you.
Let me
give you a good example.
Bwabaduka,
if you're running,
there
is much wind blowing off your body. If it all entered in your body, you can fall down and faint. Praise Jesus. God has a filter he put which measures wind which enters the planet Earth.
But yes,
praise Jesus. And the wind measured upon you. You are running or you are within a moving car. Even the planet was put like that. Once the world is rotating, we cannot be able to stand the wind which blows out of it. It was able to access into planet Earth. And if they never control these things and they are captured by powers which are in the wings of the angels,
they
on the four corners of the world,
now,
we would have fainted.
For
the way the world rotates, we would have gotten dizzy.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So every gambo we notuge za kubikulete.
We try to bring these words to you. And we bring you proof that truly all planets are the border of Christ. All the stars in the firmament of the heaven. And even the entire heaven.
To reach
the third heaven and its fullness. All those are the body of Christ. Because those which appear like pillars for them,
they move
on to be angels who are gotten from Christ Jesus our Master. That's why they say angels on the four corners of the world.
And
they hinder wind to enter into the planet. On the day of the devastation of this world, that wind will be left to enter into the planet Earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But in this moment,
they
move on to save us on an issue like this,
that
they don't accept the wind to enter within the planet.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Many people always ask, these angels are to what size? On which they measure this world. And
they
are very tall in their real appearance. Or when they come on this world, they come in the image of people. Like it's written, do not stop welcoming visitors. For within them you can welcome angels.
But
the reality is this. Angels by which they measure the planets, they are very tall.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That's why they say in Revelations. Revelations 10. This
is verse 1.
Revelations 10 from verse 1.
Nenda bamalayika omulala owamanyi ngako kuva mu ggulu ngayambadde ekire ne musoke ngali ku mutwe gwe n'amasoge ng'enjuba n'ebigere bye ng'empagi ez'omuliro era yalina mu mukono gwe akatabo akabikkuse.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. They have said this angel, his feet were like pillars of fire. I think they asked a question. Which pillars by which the earth were measured? They were measured upon what?
And
when you get revealed very clear, his feet were like pillars of fire.
ono si gwe baleegerako.
This is not the one by which the bishop
tumulesinga ekyokulabirako ekyabali bye baleegerako.
This as an example of the others by which they measured
earth.
The reality is that this planet of us, under there comes fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Wansi wa ye fubutuka yoje.
Under planet earth comes fire. Let's move on with Revelation 10, starting from verse
1.
As we see that angels, how can they appear in their heights? They were made as pillars of this earth. They on the four corners of all the planets. Each planet was made with four angels in its corner, together with the kingdom of the stars. Revelation 10 from verse 1.
Nendaba malayika omulala ow'amaanyi ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'ayambadde ekire ne musoke ng'ali ku mutwe gwe n'amaaso ge ng'enjuba n'ebigere bye ng'empagi ez'omuliro.
Ebigere bye byali byakanga empagi z'omuliro. Pillars of fire.
Kino kiddamu ekibuuzo kyaffe
ekyabuuziddwa. This answers our question which was asked.
Muyobo ng'agamba nti ensi yaleegebwa ku mpagi ki.
In John, as they asked, the world was measured on what pillars?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kulaga nti ebigere bya malayika bali kwe baleegera ensi.
Angels of the angels by which they measured the earth.
Bali abali mu kubikulisuli y'omusanvu.
The angels in Revelation 7.
Ebigere byabwe dabiri ng'empagi z'omuliro.
And their feet appear like pillars of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
they move on to take them as pillars. Told you within the
plant,
there is the way, there is fire under it at the bottom. And you know that there are even mountains which pour fire out of them. There are even water which appear hot.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Come from the mountains, they appear in hot water. We even have that water in Uganda. And you can go boil your eggs very well. And you begin to eat them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that ability of fire to come from the planet earth and the hot water comes straight from the pillars of the feet of the angels which appear like fire. That angels by which they stretch the earth, that they never left
in the form
of their colleagues, of which their feet are not pillars of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For them, they are in heaven and they are well. In the
channel
of heaven, we have studied their lives. But if they had stretched the planet upon them, they don't do them like that. Their feet in the passion down, they make them as pillars of fire. Let's move on. Revelations. Revelation 10 verse 2.
Era yalina mu mukono gwe akataba akabikkuse n'ateeka ekigere kye ekya ddyo ku nnyanja n'ekya kkono ku nsi.
Praise Jesus.
Nti malayika ono bw'aba ayimiridde
angels standing in his rightful height,
asobola okulinnya ku lukalu,
he can step on the dry land,
kugamba olwa Africa,
for example Africa,
n'alinnya ne ku Atlantic Ocean,
and he stepped another feet on the Atlantic Ocean. How do you think that height of that feet appears? And when
he's
close, he puts his leg on Africa and this one on Atlantic Ocean.
It is not
lower himself. He's standing straight up. Like you start like this. But you stretch your legs. Now it's like this. Angels on the four corners of the earth. They are prepared like you see the order of the planet how it is. All the islands cut off.
The continents
which are different and the waters. One steps on the dry land to the ocean. And another the dry land to the ocean like that.
But
they are on the four corners of this earth. Something in circular, you can't put it
Yes, we
praise Jesus. You can't pick up the corners in a secular thing except the wise God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why he's the only wise God. But what surprises most? The one who owns these things is the one who put them in place. And they are within him. We speak of the words. Without him, nothing was created. Nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now this planet Earth, above it, it's transparent. Because the wings of the angels up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
of the wings of these angels, appears transparent up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Revelations 10 verse 3.
Nayogerera waguru n'eddoboozi ddene ng'empologoma bw'ewuluguma. Bwe yayogerera waggulu ebibwatuko omusanvu ne byogera amaloboozi gaabyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yayogerera waggulu.
He spoke at a high voice.
Ng'empologoma bw'ewuluguma.
Like roaring lion.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Bible
says he stretched his hand and touched the door of heaven. Now listen what is. When he stood on the planet Earth and he stretched his hand to the door of the heaven. For when you leave this planet, you have to pass the kingdom of the stars. And you go to the heaven. Now to stretch your hand through that. And it passes the kingdom of the stars to touch the top of the heaven. You know, scientists reach the time and they say
it.
The way heaven is very far. They say we don't know what is up there, it's called universe. But an angel standing on the planet and he stretches his hand to touch on the top of the heaven, he gets to be very tall. Even though in heaven is Jerusalem, they appear there when they are tall. But as they restrict the world upon them, the form of their feet is changed and they appear like pillars of fire. But don't forget, that is the word of God. Makes his angels pillars of fire. And his servants, he makes his angels wings. Pillars of fire. Now when he made the planets and the stars, whatever he wanted, he made them into them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now don't be surprised. Let's read and move on to here in Revelations. Revelations 10 verse 4.
Ebibwatuko omusanvu bwe byayogera n'amaloboozi gaabyo, nali nga ngenda okuwandiika, ne mpulira eddoboozi eriva mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, teeka akabonero kw'ebyo ebibwatuka omusanvu bye byogedde, so tobiwandiika. Malaika gwe nalaba ng'ayimiridde ku nnyanja ne ku nsi n'ayimusa omukono gwe ogwa ddyo eri eggulu n'alayira oli ab'omulamu emirembe n'emirembe.
Nti yamulaba alinnye ku nsi eno.
He saw him standing on the planet,
olukalu lwa Africa oba olwa America,
on the dry land of Africa or America,
oba Asia,
or Asia,
oba Europe,
or Europe.
Manyezo tulinawo nga continent gagadde.
Those are the great continents we have around.
Oba ze tuwandiise land.
All the land, dry lands.
Australia.
Besides Australia. Australia, they added on.
It's
a bit small. It doesn't count as a corner.
On the corners,
you count these major planets. You count these major continents.
Africa.
America.
Europe.
Europe.
And
Asia.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the way they are on the four corners, they tell you that up there there are wings of them.
Wali transparent.
That's why up the planet is transparent. Most people think that the heaven is seated on the ground. And others think that the heaven appears, planet Earth appears like a bowl. Up there, it's open like that. Nothing is not that. It's like a bowl where there's another bowl of glass setting on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you understood it?
What
a bowl, which is a bit tall. And it has a circular form. Now the portion down is not transparent. Add on a glass bowl on top of it. Are we together? You see, I see you don't know, there are lines of wings of angels up there. We call what those lines? Latitudes and longitudes. The longitudes and the latitudes up there. What do we call them in Luganda? Let's call them in English.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now those lines, people wonder, what are the longitudes and the latitudes? These are wings of angels joined up there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You know,
here we are wise, we have binoculars of the word of God, through which we see all things and we know them.
Now,
we are still knowing of the fullness of Christ. People say we cannot go to his fullness, but he goes, says, I want you to understand me. Praise Jesus.
So tukakasa.
Now we prove in the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. We are supposed to bring out the full knowledge.
We
don't know rocket and neither NASA in bringing knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We are in a distinctive ministry on this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The machine is affecting the message. I don't know whether it will make us through.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes,
let's move on slow by slow.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. So
much.
But what I moved on to tell you, that truly you've moved to know the four pillars of this earth.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. It's just as we first told you.
Let
me get four people. Let me get these two brothers here. Like four brothers. One, two, three,
four. You
stretch your hands,
Claire. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. That must be a bit lifted. You can't stretch it as it's meant to be.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
draw your feet closer down there. Try to bend a little.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But whatever engages in orain is by it as many wrong.
Now you see these lines we call the longitudes and latitudes.
Is
those are the ones people try to see. Where you see these hands passing and the others. They are the longitudes and the latitudes. Remember these ones. Join of the others. And the others. They stretch through to join with this one here. Are we understanding it? Now, the pillars of the angels are down here. They move right to their waist. Pillars of fire. For the space from the waist to up is short, but the rim down is long. Now all this portion is not transparent to getting down of the planet Earth.
Now,
where the wings are above the planet Earth, that's where we see the transparent part. It
will
straight to see out up there. Now these lines, you can't with physical eyes of the wings joining each other. But if a rocket gets from the ground, it must get out and pierce the top, and it loses to stretch throughout the planet.
Here,
where they join their orbits which stretch themselves, when you forcefully pierce out of them, they open and they join themselves immediately.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
At zero rotating, planet is rotating.
Planet rotates according to the powers of these angels. I'm going to tell you, angels rotate our planet. And
Mayenga is Eduka,
but it runs very quick. Okay, stop there. I told you to run at its speed, you would have fallen down here. Praise Jesus. Now in the rotations, do they remain in the place or they move? The planet is on them, they move. We shall study creation when we reach above. But here we pass through in
brief.
When we get details, we can spend a long time here. Praise the Lord. I've been asking. For I heard them say longitudes and latitudes can't be seen with physical eyes. Now I'm asking. How can I see them? Ask the Lord. Or you go. Join with the scientists. Now the scientists who are in this world, they have stones which possess powers of the eyes of God, which they join, which we call binoculars. Those which can see things which are invisible to human eyes, things very small, the little things they can do. But ahead we are going to join in much information. More science will get involved in this. And even the angels, we can check and see them out. I told you we must bring the knowledge which surpasses knowledge which has ever been. On the things of knowledge, we are still on the little, small things. You know, the rich in understanding and in knowledge, that's what is called the full knowledge of God. The God is not joke to call us a new generation with the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Truly it's right. According to Job 28, this planet moves on to rotate.
Job 28
verse 5.
Yobu esula ya 28 olunyiriri lwa 5. Ensi evaamu emmere era wansi evuunikibwa ng'ekivuunikibwa n'omuliro.
Wansi erikoki.
Under the planet there is a fire there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Simanyi oba okiwulidde bulungi.
I don't know if you've heard it clear.
Tuddiremu olunyiriri olwo.
Let's repeat Job 28:5.
Yobu esula ya 28 olunyiriri lwa 5.
Job 28 verse 5.
Ensi evaamu emmere era wansi evuunikibwa ng'ekivuunikibwa n'omuliro.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Seevaamu kituufu emmere.
Out of the planet comes food.
Naye ng'ate wansi.
But down on the ground of it,
engeri z'empagi z'omuliro.
It has a form of pillars of fire there.
Yes, ye was.
Praise Jesus.
Yobu 12:15. Atusome Yobu 12.
Let's read Job 12. From 12 to 15.
Yobu esule ye 12.
Job 12 from 12.
Yobu esula ya kumi nabi inoru njiri ule kumi nabi. Amagezi gavana abasajja abakadde. N'okutegeera kuba mu kuwangaala ennaku ennyingi. Eriye eriye amagezi n'amaanyi. Yalina okuteesa ebigambo n'okutegeera.
Ebiri nani?
They are with God. They are with the Father himself. And unto the Word. And unto the Holy Spirit.
Yobu esula ya kumi nabi olunyiri lwa kumi na nnya.
Yobu esula verse 14.
Laba. Amenya. Sote kiyinzika kuzimbibwa nate. Agalira omuntu. Sote wayinza kubawa kugulawo. Laba. Aziyiza amazzi ne gakala. Nate agasindika ne gavuunika ensi. Eriye eriye amaanyi n'okukolera ddala.
Agasindika ensi newange egenda mu maaso
n'okurotating.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And this world moving on, rotating.
Is
some of the way the angels quickened it to move it. How the waters, the form of how the waters move. And the streams go and they come. Some of the forces moving those streams.
It's
the rotation of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But moving on to explain this.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We tell you this.
Four
angels make up the pillars of the four corners of this world. Their wings appear as a covering of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Subiro bitegedde bulungi byensero.
I think you understood this world clear.
Ebisinga huko ngeri chiji ya jis jebasibwamu nebiwero. Yasibwamu nebiwero.
The other information on how it was wrapped with.
Yes, ye was.
Praise Jesus.
Nebire bizivu babitwandise
with thick clouds.
Yes, ye was.
Praise Jesus.
Ebituja jimanya ate mu ngeri yo mulunaku atusoma ku creation.
That we shall know it as we study creation.
Wanga muri kutobeka mu.
For there are things we mix in there.
To
be able to know how the clouds were made. Bringing the seven spirits, the one of fire evolved. And we show you how they are made.
Now,
we are not to go in creation, but I'm trying to show you. And we prove that all the planets on their four corners, they are made up of each one an angel. And even the kingdom of the stars, they too are like that. The sun and the moon.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
And we tell that the planets are circular. The sun and the moon. And the stars, they are all circular in appearance.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
I
think what we need to know right now, knowing the fullness of Christ, at least you've understood it.
Someone
will ask you, how do you prove that? It's the body of Christ. I expect you understand this clear now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
If you've not understood it, you raise your hand up. We can explain more if you've not understood it. Praise Jesus. Now I'm asking that the earth is in space up there. By the power withholding those angels, by which they stretch them each on. Let's come on an angel flying. When an angel flies, can he fall from the space or he can be within the space? That strength is in their wings and in their feet. To be able to rotate this
pulse
and to hold it within the space.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To be able to keep the world in the space where it is, and to capture wind hindering it to enter into the planet.
It's
that the planet is rotating. It's not only our planet up, but all the 10 planets rotate. Even all the stars and the sun and the moon, all of them are rotating.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this world is rotating, yet you cannot realize it. Now where America was in the morning, that's where we are now. We go with all our things. Now it gets to be hard to realize and see that. Angels use that power we call the gravitation force to capture things within one place. It's the power we see that when you throw a stone up, it falls down on the ground. That when you jump up, you have to get down on the ground. If there are many kilos, you have to gather that strength to move you from that ground. That's why they make aeroplanes, they make rockets, they have moved on the ground at high speeds
to
resist the powers in the wings of the angels, that you can fly up.
Except
when you're light, you can fly like the birds and the insects. And the wizards who get out of the body of flesh.
Maybe
even the saints, when you reach in the moods of the Azotar, the spiritual transport.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
fly and we move to another destination.
Yes,
yes.
Praise Jesus.
But if you want to test it, to check whether the planet is rotating, I can give you a chance to move outside. And you try to move circular like this. You move circular like that. After you stand still, you see yourself.
As if
you're fighting with the rotation of the world.
And when
you do it beyond, your spirit can check out of your body.
That's why someone
and the spirit has been stirred up within you. To connect with the powers outside your body, whether the powers of the spirit. The moment of moving around in a circle, throws much strength to stop you.
Now,
goes beyond and strikes you.
No,
and you get dizzy and confused. Now the Chinese, sometime back, they tried to connect the powers of outside, and they connected them with their bodies to begin to fight their Buddha palms and the other things they use. But let's first leave that. That is in science, deep in there. If you want to prove the world is already, get outside and begin to move around in circle, rotating. You know, sometimes when you
imagine,
you know, even the older see that. And when the car is moving, we used to see the banana plantations running also.
Yes, yes,
yes. Praise Jesus. You don't need something which rotates so much. If you're moving on a bend, there is also an angle you have to
move it.
If you bend at a sharp corner, the brain connects with how the world rotates.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. But those are some of the things of this world.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. How the glory of God moves on to be manifest. When the planets are many things, like the different oceans and the seas,
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Read, finish everything within it. But besides, angels make up this planet Earth on the four corners of it. Even all creations within it came from the body of Christ Jesus. The kingdom, the man kingdom, or the human being.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The animal kingdom, the insect kingdom, the bird kingdom, the fish kingdom, and the plants kingdom. All of them we are gotten from Christ as spirits, and we are given a body. That's why it's counted that they too are the body of Christ, except the sinners have been cut off.
The plan
of the kingdom on this world we see in Genesis chapter 1 from verses 12 and to 34. And the plan for the creations, they too were gotten from Christ Jesus our master.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So wait and see again a master no kubira.
Thus the world moved on to be and exist like that. And the other planets.
To
be able to be the body of Christ Jesus. I expect we have proven that. I don't expect anyone who is going to receive any threat of that. Who is going to receive a threat to fail to answer that? Will you fail to answer that? You know, he say, I've shown you new words. Won't you speak them out?
About
Isaiah 48, he told us that.
He
shows us new words.
Expect
us to share them with other people.
But
surprisingly, most on this issue,
we
are going to display high level of wisdom. Reach to explain someone and you get them from the Bible and they wonder where you started them from. We expect scientists to explain this to us. That's what they will say.
But
now you and you are reading the Bible, getting them out. Bible is really very right. You know, scientists, people doubt them.
If
we too move on to doubt them in many other things. But the Bible is not doubted like that.
As
moved on to move and bring information of all things,
it moves
on to prove its ability. According to Isaiah 47,
they
who gaze at the stars are spoken of like this. God knows them, and what they do, he knows of it. But it's far beyond in knowledge than them.
So far
what they have known is the smallest. They are worthy to join on us who have known the secrets of God, and we reveal them more. Let's read there.
Isaiah 12. Abalengere munyenye abalange ebyemezi bayimirire nno bakulokole mwebyo ebiri kujjako
nti banasansi abamanyeko.
That the scientists, God knows of them.
Yorizungu mu King James version.
The English version says King James.
Mu Isaiah surene yana mu musa.
In Isaiah 47
nuru 13 rugamba.
Verse 14 says,
you are wild in the multitude of your counsels.
Okay, repeat.
Isaiah
47, verse 13.
You are worried in the multitude of your
counsels.
Let now the astrologers have a project.
Lekabo abagenda mu bwengula baveyo.
Let now the astrologers, the stargazers,
leka abagenda mu bwengula abe itegereze munyenye,
the mastery project status,
abo
abagenda buli mwezi ku miezi oba abagenda buli mwezi oba buli mwezi nga bagenda okwetegereza
ne bagenda okwetegereza mwezi.
Stand up and save you from these things
that
shall come upon
you.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
Scientists
have tried to go within the space.
Almost
every month they want to send a rocket up there that they can see. He tells them, let them stand and try perhaps to be able to save. But it's impossible. We try to tell all the scientists. Let them be like the scientists we saw in Matthew
2.
They will move on to gaze at the star of Christ. And they saw the star of Christ. They too were scientists always within the space. But it was good that after they end up seeing Christ Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. After all that, they were able to see the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Now
we pray for them in this generation that they too may join unto the knowledge of God.
For
all those that have been gazing at the body of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
But
we are so blessed. For all those we've understood them.
And
God has given us grace like that. To move on to understand the things. We give you the glory and the honor. For he has loved us. And he's chosen us this generation. Able to bring the secrets of the kingdom of God. To know and to preach them to many others.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Let's see of the kingdom of the stars.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Twagala ku provinga obulamu bwazo.
We want to prove their life.
Dala kitufu nabo ba wakulubane ba malaika abana.
That were they really made by four angels.
Era bo bali bo kuba no mubiri.
And they come
kwa ba malaika abo.
They to have a body of those angels.
Tugena kufuna hivi andiko sibinye nyo olwo kwagala kuita mbufunzi.
We are going to get not many scriptures because we want to bath in briefly.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Atusome Bakorise kisoka 15.
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15.
Era waliwo emibiri egy'omuggulu n'emibiri egy'omunsi. Naye ekitiibwa ky'egy'omuggulu kirala, n'ekyegy'omunsi kirala. Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala.
Enjuba erina omubiri gwayo.
The sun has its body. Even its body, you know, it was made from fire. And the entire of it is filled with fire. The angels making up the four corners of the sun. They would have been on the group of the angels of fire.
Those
altar of God, the fire in it cannot burn them. Ezekiel 10 explains that word. From verses 1 to 5.
An
angel of fire moved into the altar to get fire from there. He just gathers fire from the altar of God. And the fire we speak of is the lake of fire. That which burns to the extreme. In reality, the angels are within Jerusalem, on the heavens. They are led by the angel within Revelation 14, from verse 18. We call the angel of fire. Now you may see the sun and you wonder the angels making it, they don't get burnt. The entire sun is hot. Now the angels making it. Now how do they survive?
First Corinthians 15
verse 41.
Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala.
Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala.
The splendor of the sun is another.
Omubiri gwe baagiwa.
The body it was given.
N'ekitiibwa ky'emmunyeenye kirala.
N'emmunyeenye nazo zonna zaagenda ziweebwa omubiri gwazo ogw'enjawulo.
They too are given a different body.
Nabo twasooka okulaga emmunyeenye zino mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
We first showed you the stars within the firmament of the heaven.
Nga bwe twala mu lubereberye essuula esooka olulu lw'14 paka 2.
1:14-20.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ojukira mu lubereberye.
Remember in Genesis.
Chapter 1
from verse 14
to 20.
As we saw the stars in the firmament of the heaven.
How
we saw their size. But the more they are big.
Was
made by four angels on their corner. Each corner with an angel as we saw the planets.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But the way we want to attend,
don't be surprised that some stars are on fire. Those angels, they don't get burnt in it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bakolinsa ekisooka esuule ye 15 olunyiririrwana mu rumu.
First Corinthians 15:41.
Kubanga emunyenye teyenkana ginnayo kitiibwa. Era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu bwe kutyo. Gusigibwa mu kuvunda, guzuukizibwa mu butavunda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Munyenye nazo zaawukana mu kitiibwa.
The stars they too differ within the splendor.
Ekyemibiri gyazo.
Of the bodies they possess.
Tebulaba ng'oyinza okulengera light ezivaako ng'eringa ekyo eyawukanamu.
That's why you may see different lights getting from different stars.
Omanyi ffe tetutera kulaba munyenye zennyini.
You know, we rarely and don't really see the stars.
Bwetubeera ku nsiko.
When we are on this planet.
Tuba tulengera light eva ku munyenye.
We just see a deflection of light from those stars.
But the
stars are big and they are circular. And they rotate in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Akati Muzaburi 15.
Now in Psalms 105.
Okay, 15.
150.
Let's use
Psalms
148.
It's explaining more about this.
Zaburi esura ya 18 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Psalms 148 from verse 1.
Mumutendereze Mukama, mumutendereze Mukama, mwabayima mu ggulu. Mumutendereze mu bifo ebya waggulu. Mumutendereze mwe bamalayika be bonna. Mumutendereze mwejjeri lyonna. Mumutendereze mwenjuba n'omwezi.
Njuba n'omwezi bikoleki?
The sun and the moon will praise the Lord.
Lwaki yali agamba enjuba zino n'omwezi bitendereze?
He said the sun and the moon will praise.
Ekintu ekitalimu kunamu tekiyinza kubanga kigenda tendereza.
Which has no life, it cannot be commanded to praise.
Wabula Katonda ayogera ne bamalayika bali be yasibako abakola empagi zaazo.
Speaks to the angels who make up their pillars.
Mutendereze Mukama.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Did
you understand their life? Why are they counted on the body of Christ Jesus?
Zaburi esura 18 olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Psalm 148 verse 3.
Mumutendereze mwe emmunyeenye zonna ezaaka. Mumutendereze mwe eggulu ly'eggulu. Nammwe amazzi agali waggulu w'eggulu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Eggulu nawo n'aligamba likole ki?
He tells heavens to praise.
Nawe limutendereze. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So tulowooza nti eggulu liri awo.
I don't think heaven is just there.
Baalireegabuleeza awo.
It was just stretched to be there in the space.
Munnange waliwo bamalayika era abanaabe baaleegerako eggulu
liri. There are four angels by which they stretch the heaven upon.
Abantu bagamba kati eggulu ate nga nalyo ddene.
People to ask heaven is now big.
Kakati ate baabaleegerako batya ate.
How did they stretch heaven upon them, these angels?
Kakati bizeemu.
Praise Jesus. We shall take this instrument and repair.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
We've
moved on understanding many things in the body of Christ Jesus, mostly on the rim below, which is known as the fourth heaven, the last great heaven, and its fullness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They
have told us at heaven's stool to praise him.
There are
many times when they call heavens and earth. And he tells words to them. And one day we hear him call heavens and earth to be a witness. He can't speak with things which never understand.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
see Isaiah.
Okay.
Isaiah chapter 1 from verse 2.
Isaiah sura esoka n'olunyiriri lwa kubiri. Ulira gwe guru. Erate gwe kutu gwe nsi. Kubanga Mukama ayogedde. Nayonsa nendera abaana nebanjemera.
Ulide guru kye yali gamba.
Have you heard what he told heavens and earth?
Jukira eno ye umbrella mwetubeera.
Remember this umbrella where we are living.
We're
not the umbrella of the world.
We're
the umbrella of heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But he
tells them the children within you. I reared them and birthed them and they rebelled against me. Don't
think that
heaven is speaking with that thing you see up there. Friend, he speaks with the four angels making it up on the pillars of that heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. I think
you've
more than gonna explain. And when he said the pillars, don't ask how were they stretched. Now if that pillar is there on the corner of the other building and another is on this corner and another on that corner and another on the other corner. It doesn't mean in the midst there.
Though
that the corners connecting.
No,
there was the space within it. It was measured on what? Stretched on what? When you look at heaven,
you
will see four gates onto the heaven. Everywhere there is a gate.
They
are moving to be an angel there. Everywhere you see a gate there. I think on this image you see that gate. In the north, in the east, in the south, and in the west. That's where the pillars of heaven are. The angels by which heaven was stretched upon.
You
know that God just stretched the heaven there like that. Don't think he stretched it in the space. He put his angels there, stretched and heaven upon
him.
The Bible says the word of God is living and active. Don't think heaven was made by magic.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This is not magic, our God is the worker. And that is the word. For the Father released the plan, like we first read.
He
is the master architect, the word of God. Don't draft the plan of the heaven, how it will appear.
Sent
the master implementer to put it in place. That is the Holy Spirit.
Spoken
of in Psalm 104:30. He sends his spirit and they are created. Now the Holy Spirit. Don't think that he made magic there.
In
friend, he worked things clear. And he put an angel there and here and there. He stretched heaven upon them. Like a tent. He got heaven.
When
we go above and we see the hand of the Holy Spirit.
Heaven
is
a spot
like you put your curtain on the window of your house.
To
separate a room and the bedroom
from the room. Room.
For example, you have one room. You want to divide it into two. And you bring a curtain, put it in the middle of the room. Heaven, God sees as a curtain he laid up there. Those who
are
studying, as we study creation,
yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
the greatness of creation, how it appears.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Muzaburi chikumi nya ainabi ayogera kwa kukulegebwa kwa eggulu.
Psalms 104 he speaks something about the separation of the heavens.
Zaburi chikumi munya olunyiriri lwa kubiri.
Psalms 104 verse 2.
Eyebika omusana ng'ekyambalo, atimba eggulu ng'ejjigi.
Yebika omusana ngaki?
Ng'ekyambalo.
Eggulu yalitimbayo ngaki?
He laid the heaven like a tent.
Ati tent bw'oba ogiteekawo,
when you put a tent there,
olina oteekawo emiti kwogenda
okola. You have to put pillars by which it's going to stand on.
Kati bamalayika bali ku nsonda
enyezi. Angels are the four corners of the heaven.
Nabo yabalekerako bulegezi
ku lulu. By them we just straighten heaven upon them.
Tujja kumanya creation eguru yali kulate
mu. Shall know how did he make the heaven to be.
We yale we ngamba tugambe mubiri kyoku.
What body is that?
Okukarubanga ekyuma
we. It's hard like iron.
Nabo Yesu yebaze.
Praise Jesus.
Ezino yateekawo katenize zaawo.
The ladies then
zaawura bisenge.
Dividing the rooms.
Tulabe ekisenge kino.
Let's see this room.
Kino kisenge.
In the room.
Eguru ye curtain.
Heaven is the curtain. Tent.
Akati oyita mnoga mkisenge
kino. And you stretch through it and you go to another room.
Akati curtain ye guru.
Now the curtain there is the heaven.
No yaure kisenge kino.
And it's separate from the other room.
Paka eri mulio kusatu.
To the third heaven.
Yeah, okusinzira ku mukono gwe.
Now according to his hand,
kutayimba wadde nokulokola
ne kutayimba. It's not shattered that he cannot save.
Umanye mikono jondo mwe mtu kuvuyaji na tujja kumulaba.
All hands, the Holy Spirit, the one having them, we shall see him.
Na limba serafi omukono mwevu.
And the seraphs, the hand is very tall.
Haya, ekusubula na yingira mu nsi
mu. It cannot even fit in the planet Earth.
And
the Holy Spirit you see,
he
powers as hands, but his real hand is up there above the heavens. And he came on all angels, moved on to make them like human
hands.
But there he has a hand. How you reach to get the heaven and you lay it up there like a curtain.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. I don't know how he had demonstrated it. And you lay a curtain up there like that. And you stretch from the other angel to bring to this one. Stretch to this one. That hand to do that.
But
this business is so shattered.
Ati mwe mtu nulio mukono waliwo na mkulia engalo ya mukama
hii olugalo olugalo
bweru tiro kawe
u one finger on the foot
rubero olugalo
it is a finger
eno musa kaswa na yingi za olugalo
you can't bring the finger of God to fit our planet are
kumango olugalo rusinga ne planet
yo kunene the finger is bigger than the planet
olugalo
finger what you call the finger of God
ari engalo ya mukama hii
engalo God is passing.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
If you said everything, when the Muguru Nese video,
many times the Holy Spirit in heaven is asked which
dying is anger, that I'm going to wear,
he's never brought in his hand in it.
Why would I cause some money?
But he uses power.
I did not control in an old
controls with his finger and his power.
Fire.
All things he does them out above the heavens. He just controls it with a finger and things are working. I saw great things, I got so amazed. Even this is like that. And a finger is tall. And it is big.
And
it's a finger.
When you say
the finger of God is passing here, you don't even know what it's all about. Praise Jesus. Writes a letter and it appears big.
This
is written a small letter. You see, even within it as a bed, only one letter of him.
The
finger is writing a letter of the Holy Spirit. God wrote on the tablets for Moses. He sent angels to do that.
Your
finger when you will see it.
Yes, we always
praise Jesus.
So look at what the rubber runen in
your real finger is very big. Very high indeed.
Yes, we always win.
Praise Jesus.
Naying and those take it before Nagana
way. Think you've understood things like that.
And get your guru ringa curtain.
How heaven appears like a curtain.
See,
we are seeing something very big.
Scientists saw the
other things stretching above the stars.
And it is
heaven very far. And they say that is the universe.
We don't
know whether it's heaven. It's an ending. Heaven is big indeed. But the Lord laid it up as a curtain.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We
shall move on to know what concerns the body of Christ. We shall see of hell
in
the kingdom of the stars.
And
we see of principalities. Just in brief.
And
then we see we wind up the rim below on the body of Christ Jesus.
And
we head to the rim above.
And we
begin on the first way that heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
And
we begin to see the second heaven to be created, where there are four living creatures, the store of all spirits. And we shall head on to see the third heaven,
where
there is from the word of God himself, the 24 elders, the garden of God. We shall have finished the Christ then. His width and his length, his depth, his width and his length.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. God bless you for our mixer is not well. Praise the Lord Jesus. They don't go beyond the kingdom of the stars.
Anytime
they want to head to heaven, there is the power which strikes them.
And they
get down as they are falling.
It's the
power which cast them out of heaven in Revelation 12,
from
verse 7. There is a power they put throughout the entire heaven.
Anytime
they want to access the doors of heaven, powers strike them and cross them.
As
the saints go,
the powers
don't affect us. We pass.
We reach the
door, we are asked questions, we enter.
May
God bless you. Praise Jesus. As I see, the planet Earth is habitable. There are oceans and water bodies and things. I'm asking of the other planets, what is within them?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those we are to study them when we study creation. Concentration of creation was put more on our planet Earth. What's in it that we are prepared very well. But the other planets, they never minded them, we just left them there. Because he made his body,
so
we understand how he is.
But
the great concentration he put it on planet Earth.
According to
what is in Proverbs
8,
from verse 30 to
31, he
says the only habitable earth.
Made
others and flesh and blood couldn't reside there.
They
were minded to order things within them.
It's not an order that is flowing.
Other waters were captured in ice form.
So now the other planet,
he
didn't lay his heart so much on them.
He
just put them just as to be made of 10 planets, to be our 10 hosts, like people in
his
image. That to come to pass, but never laid his heart on them. Even the stars just put them there, but you can't just enter in and find order in them. Now, can you enter the sun to see what's in there? You know, fire and furnace of fire in there.
Now,
some things just didn't put them in place. Concentration was put on planet Earth, which we see more in Genesis 1, from verse 9.
Unto 12, and the streams and the waters.
And he began to command plants to grow on them. But the rest, even scriptures tell them, he planted this on them, you will never get them.
But
in them, there are stones which are powerful more than the ones on the planet Earth. When we started creation, we shall start of the powers from the seven spirits in their colors. Just as you see how the rainbow appears, which shows you those powers. They are hunting for them, but they are not just there, they disappear. Maybe you are moving them.
Mr.
Isaac should explain you. How is it? Praise Jesus, brethren. Some of the powers are found in a stone type called mercury. The stone mercury appears in water form. But the other stone is amazing, surprising. For if you gather it in anything, and you don't seal it as the laws command it, tomorrow you never find anything in that. It has vanished.
Disappear.
Maybe you put it down there. No one has taken it. Someone stole it. But
there is
a day of red and silver. The powers of the Holy Spirit, where power appeared, in what form? The water was mixed, how? Colors making stars came from where? Planets, we see many different stones. But they tell us they were all water.
Before.
If they were waters, then the colors came from where?
That's
when you thought science, which is beyond the one. Which you can join on computers. We improve in them many other things.
So knowledge
shall be having.
It's been very hard
to understand it's around,
for
it's within the head. It was gotten from the book as the Father was putting
it in heaven. Facts.
I can't write on my forehead, you can't see it on me. But it's there. I'll release it and you'll prove it's real. I'll release it and prove it's existing.
But in the city, until
you finish and you say yes,
truly
it was there in reality.
May
God bless you. Thank you for coming.